Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati.
So yeah, Ayanda is here. He's been given the responsibility. The responsibility that he has basically is bigger than the responsibility of the government.
Oh,
to make things make sense. And he only takes 10 minutes, where government takes forever, eternity. Thank you very much. So, apparently we are on the brink of significant changes to marriage laws with public consultations. We are consulting people like Skumba and Komoto and them, which began in Gauteng. The proposed marriage bill aims to create a unified system for all marriages in South Africa. And I think most importantly, something that was mentioned earlier, is to set the legal age of marriage at 18 years without exception. Apparently, kunabashlatayo, Panama 12, Panama 14. So our good friend, Ayanda.
Indeed. Okay, let's try and make it make sense.
It's here to try and make it sense.
Sharp. Yeah, you speak about the government, Glenn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
There's a theological debate around there about whether or not the government should be involved in people's bedroom affairs. But this is very important. The reason why the state has to set laws is because, as we've seen in many examples in the past, marriages matter. You know, when one of the spouses die, it could change your own life. Anyway, so there's the marriage bill that's out there. It's a piece of legislation, really, that's calling for proposals on how the state can continue being involved. And there are a whole host of proposed changes to this bill. And as you mentioned, one of them is to actually ensure that people are married in this country only above the age of 18. And I think it's taken for granted before this proposal, you know, if your parents consented, you could be married as young off as 12 years old, which is obviously not correct at the very least.
Ridiculous.
There you go. You know, could use stronger words. So as always, we've got an expert on the line to help us think through these many issues. Her name is Ntabiseng Ntubazana. She's an attorney and director at Ntubazana Attorneys. No stranger here on Kaya 959, usually with Point of View with Pimela Modene. Ntabiseng, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon to the team, and how are you?
Good.
Awesome stuff. So, I mean, it might be an obvious question, but as a start, what's the main reason behind this proposal to increase the legal age of marriage?
Like you said very correctly when you started, Ayanda, sometimes, not all the time anymore, but it would have been a situation where if Ntabiseng and Ayanda choose to get married and they're under the age of 18, they could request their parents to consent to said marriage, and then that consent could be granted, and then they could live as husband and wife. In the past, it would have been because most of the time it would be Ayanda's family has money and they can take care of Ntabiseng, and therefore the mahadi's stroke lobola that could be paid would be able to help Ntabiseng's home, and that would be the main reason behind the consent being granted, not just because Ayanda and Ntabiseng would want to get married per se.
Sure, that's gonna take a lot of people by surprise. There's also three different legislations that we're bringing into one. There's the Marriage Act, the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, and the Civil Union Act. And we don't really have time to delve into these three different things into detail. But what's the thinking behind bringing them under one umbrella, if you like, in this bill?
Mainly because of the divorce and also the time of death of a certain spouse. So if you're married under the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, currently there is no set requirement that if you're marrying into a Zulu family, you have to adhere to each and every single custom that is supposed to be practiced within that family for you to be accepted as umakoti or whatever the case may be, and for that marriage to be recognized. So that the platform for a recognition of customary marriages is simply that the mahadi and tibi, that's the first thing. And then the second thing, that both parties had the intention of said marriage. And then even if lobola or mahadi was not paid in full, it is not a requirement for that marriage to be recognized. So such things are being adapted into the current marriage bill so that those particular customs and those things are incorporated. This goes along with the Marriage Act because it deals with the civil marriages that are what we call the white wedding, and then the civil unions also deal with the same-sex couples, etc. So all of that is trying to be put under one umbrella so that when we say somebody is married, we are looking at only one piece of legislation instead of about three different legislation.
All right. So we're not really making a distinction, for example, between a same-sex marriage versus a customary marriage versus a white wedding, for example.
Correct. So we are only saying, let's just put them under one umbrella. And the beauty from a little bit of what I've seen about the bill, it's yet to be dealt with in detail, as suppose it's made into actual law. For example, the age of consent, like you raised very, very correctly, so is that there's no exception to it. If you're not 18, you cannot give consent for marriage. Doesn't matter if your family is the one who's giving you away, that is a good thing. And then when it comes to, for example, polygamous marriages, it is always said that the first wife it has to give consent and whatever, but it's not actually tabulated in that particular manner. So this time it is actually tabulated to say the first wife stroke wife should be the ones to give consent. And that particular marriage, if Ayanda and Tabisen were married in communal property and then Ayanda seeks to take a second wife, apart from myself giving the said consent, the marriage regime is going to change from in communal property. So the other wives are accommodated upon Ayanda's death, which is something that is always a little bit problematic upon death or divorce.
Sure. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something, but I know there's a lot of opposition to this. I mean, on what basis are people pushing back against what you've just explained, essentially?
So most people, especially when it comes to certain customs and certain religions, they don't want to be dictated to on how it is their marriages should be recognized in the country. So, for example, recently there was case law wherein a Muslim marriage, whether it is recognized in our law as someone who is being married. So in that particular matter, Ntadiseng's spouse, I think, had passed. And as such, she wanted to claim from the deceased estate. But according to our law, in terms of the Divorce Act, that marriage was not really recognized. So the court had to request that particular legislation be changed. So these are part of the reasons that, yes, some people are for it and others are saying no. And then there are situations where Ntadiseng marries a foreign person. There is currently no legislation that says that foreign person must declare and show from their home affairs that they are not married. So it could be that Ntadiseng marries somebody who's foreign, and then they come here and then everything is fine. Once they are sorted, now they bring their spouse this side. But these things are both good and bad. So it just depends where it is going to be a middle, if any, because most religions and customs and all of that, they don't want to be dictated to on how it is they must conduct their affairs.
Fascinating stuff. Like I said at the beginning, I mean, in many instances, people, you know, don't want their bedroom issues to be adjudicated by the state.
Yes.
But perhaps it's important that happens because, as previously mentioned, if you don't get this right, at the end of that marriage, if in fact death does you apart, you might find yourself in trouble. So, Ntabiseng Dubazana, as always, thank you very much indeed. We appreciate it. And Ntabiseng Dubazana is an attorney and director at Dubazana Attorneys. So there you go. The
very
A to Z of the marriage.
Question,
I have so many questions.
Sure.
So for them to even think that it needs to be in one, it's in English. If a funeral chamber,
but that's
always been like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the custom. It's just that, you know, and some people that practice polygamy, they bypass the rules because they're the men, they can do whatever they want. But honestly, since being young or at least old enough to understand polygamy, it's always been said, hore, when you want to take a second wife, you just don't rock up with a girlfriend and say, hey,
So a lot of men take advantage, especially when they're rich.
Yeah.
When you're rich, you feel like, okay, you're the man in the house. And if the first wife says no, you still insist.
Absolutely.
And bring another person. And the first wife will just give up.
Yeah.
Mm. And a Shadeg will be in community of Probat with the third wife being here. Must divorce her.
And I think that's what Ntabiseng was trying to explain, that some of these things, legislation will help them.
Yeah.
So that you don't find yourselves at customer, I don't know what they call them, traditional courts or whatever, where you guys are now fighting and deciding if the second marriage is valid or more valid than the first, or the first is more valid than the sixth.
Because you tend to spend more time rules. With the third one.
Hey, Maro, behave to this.
Leave a comment. What up? 063-688-09959.
Guys, am I the only one shocked that teenagers could get married? Because I feel like I'm the only one shocked.
Yeah, you're the only one who's shocked.
Teenagers, if they had consent from their parents,
yeah,
they could get married.
Yeah.
And do what?
I'm being
gay, the Rakhadi and the mummy.
My man.
It's killing my life.
For the mere fact that an 18-year-old is allowed to get married.
What?
What do you know?
What?
At 18, what do you really know when it comes to Mshad when you are 18?
Let's ask the 18-year-old.
Skumba. Singaga. We still figuring things out. At 18.
You're still what?
Figuring things out.
Oh, who's figuring things out?
Man, we are not all here. Okay. You wait. Speed hump, wait.
I ain't figuring nothing out.
Teenagers. You just finished school.
Pens down, ureka uzwala ko Crystal Park.
Yeah, shut
after
extreme.
That one yala.
That's why Mari, you can't start life. Usa reka the all star then suddenly ureka u coach.
Hi bo. I didn't know. I'm just putting it out there. Ayanda, my mind is like buzzing, thinking of everything, and I'm just like wow.
Yeah, it's pretty hectic.
So the legal marriage age and other big marriage laws that may change in the country, we tried and make it sense. And we'd love to hear from you. I think we've got a couple of voice notes.
Khomotso, remember, I'm not sure if you watch Moja Love. Isengane Lengane. I think they were 16. They got consent from their parents. They got married. Live TV, they're still married. So yeah, teenagers get married.
These kids do get married. There is this show on Moja Love that I hate. My sister loves watching it. It's two kids. I mean, they got married when they were still in school.
You've watched this particular show.
I haven't. Maybe because I'm unmarried. I cannot imagine a 16-year-old running a household, taking the type of decisions adults take day in, day out. Or is there like a small marriage?
I think in South Africa it's well until it was on TV, there's always been underground. But I know in West Africa it's
normal.
It's just normal. You know, because you're also dealing with poor families who are just desperate to survive. They need a son-in-law who's rich. Then you'll have this
15,
man coming and saying he wants to marry your 13-year-old daughter. And because he's got millions, and you agree.
I have a daughter of it. Not 17. I don't see my daughter as a wife.
But whom?
To someone else right now. Like, she's 17, go to the school. I don't see her as someone that is umama potwin my taking I don't see her as someone that also to indotamia be a manjim 17. Yeah?
Mamela, my son is 14. Ha, my son akakena, mama kitoza musadi. I'm telling you, that boy won't have teeth by the end of that conversation.
I want to promote a violence.
Guys, I have a niece that's 22.
Oh.
If she came to me and say,
we know her,
Rakhadi, Kanyal,
we know that I'd niece collapse. Of yours, right?
Why? You collapse. Why?
She's too young. I look at her life and look at decisions she makes. They are still juvenile. She's still a kid.
At 22.
Now a 16-year-old. Maybe I'm too. Old school conservative. Call me whatever you want, but Wow.
We.
Yo.
My we.
Ha ha.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.